Ning Jijun, vice chair of the NDRC, says authorities have made concrete steps in cutting industrial overcapacity as part of the effort of deepening supply-side structural reform. As part of his report to the NDRC session, Ning Jijun also says debt reduction, overcapacity and cost-cutting also making major strides forward. On the issue of debt, Ning Jijun notes the debt-to-asset ratio of major industrial companies with annual revenues of more than 20 million yuan, has come in at 55.7% by the end of October, down 0.5% year-on-year.
Meanwhile, we are also able to announce that the floor space of residential buildings for sale in China stood at 596 million square meters at the end of November, down 13.7% year-on-year. This is a decrease of over 100 million square meters compared with the figure at the end of last year. In lowering costs, we have already cut taxes and fees by 1 trillion yuan this past year, and have also cut another 1 trillion yuan this year. In improving areas of weakness, we have been able to put more resources into agriculture, water conservancy, environmental protection, and social services.
NDRC officials also note that foreign investment through November is up by 9.8% year-on-year. This is up from November figures for the past 2 years. Ning Jijun also says authorities have been able to put the brakes on capital outflows through a series of restrictions brought in earlier this year.
We have achieved significant short-term results in inspecting the authenticity and the validity of outbound investment. Irrational outbound investment has been effectively curbed as a result. That said, outbound investment by non-financial companies was still able to register positive growth in November year-on-year. Overall, we are still expecting outbound investment figures for the full year will be lower. But this is mostly because the base comparisons compared to last year's figures were quite high.
Detailing expectations for the coming year, Ning Jijun says the NDRC intends to continue to help Chinese companies in their international expansion. He says this will include promoting production capacity cooperation with foreign countries, particularly those involved in the Belt and Road Initiative. For CRI, I'm Guan Chao.